Good day, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our daily devotions, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Kirkland H. Russell, Jr., and I'm rector of St. Stephen's Parish in 8 Mile Rock, Grand Bahama. It is my pleasure to share this devotion with you today. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear the words of St. John's Gospel, chapter 8. Verses 51 to 59. Very truly I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death. At this they exclaimed, Now we know that you are demon-possessed. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say that whoever obeys your word will never see death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died. And so did the prophets. Who do you think you are? Jesus replied, If I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and obey his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad. You are not yet 50 years old, they said to him, and you have seen Abraham. Very truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, before Abraham was born, I am. At this they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. The Word of the Lord. In John chapter 8, verses 51 to 59, Jesus is once again having a discourse with some of the Jews that opposed him. He tells them in verse 51 that whoever obeys his word will never see death. Now, in yesterday's devotion, I explained how the Jews misconstrued what Jesus said. They thought that what Jesus said was about being set free from physical slavery. What Jesus actually meant was the slavery of sin. And now they do the same here. Jesus says those who obey him will never die. And they immediately jump to Abraham, saying that Abraham and all the prophets died. But now people will never see death if they believe in Jesus? Is Jesus greater than our father Abraham? Nevertheless, at the end of the gospel, Jesus says those very famous words, Before Abraham was, I am. Which angered the Jews to the point of wanting to stone Jesus. But Jesus was trying to reveal to them two very important truths. One, that Christ Jesus is that God who existed even before Abraham. That God who moved over the face of the earth when it had no life. That God who said, Let there be light. The God who made a covenant with Abraham. The God who came to Moses in the burning bush. Jesus, yes, friends, is the great I am. This is why he says, Before Abraham was, I am. Jesus, secondly, was showing that God is greater than death itself. Death is no issue for God because God is forever. And because Jesus is God, death has no power over him as well. And if death has no power over Jesus, then those who are in Christ Jesus, who believe in his name, they do not have to worry about death either. Because for those in Christ, death is not the end, but a new beginning. For Jesus promised us that where he is, there we his servants shall also be, and we shall be with him in glory forever. So when Jesus says, "Whoever obeys my word will never see death," he didn't mean that we would not die, but that death would not be the end, but rather the gateway to glory. For just as Jesus died that Good Friday and rose gloriously on that Easter morning, so we too shall close our eyes on this side of Jordan one day and be taken up one day also into the sky with him in glory. So I ask you, brothers and sisters, this day to live your lives for God so that death is not the end, but rather it is a new beginning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, teach me to live that I may dread the grave as little as my bed. Teach me to die that so I may rise glorious at the awful day. Amen. Thank you for listening to this devotion. I pray it has been a blessing to you. Please share it with others. Thank you, and God bless you.